Welcome to the Cavern, another hour of Everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And let me tell you what we're going to do this week. We're going to call the show Vox Pauli. I'm really sorry about that. That's really horrible attempt to imitate the Latin phrase Vox Populi, which means voice of the people. In this case, we're talking about the voice of Paul. So I will not attempt to say that Latin phrase again because it's so silly. But we're going to listen to the voice of Paul McCartney and the various ways that he uses his voice. It's really fascinating to hear his rock and roll voice and hear his ballad kind of voice and other kind of variations depending upon what he was trying to do. So I'm not going to talk a whole lot tonight. We're just going to get right into the music, and we're going to start with an old rock and roll voice from Beatles for Sale, Kansas City.
Treat me like you did the night before. Yes. Last night is the night I will remember you by. When I think of things we did, it makes me wanna cry. Were you telling
was Here, There, and Everywhere from Revolver. We started that set off with Kansas City, Hey, 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 medley. And that was from The Beatles for Sale. And that featured Paul McCartney's rock and roll voice in perfect form. And then we carried on with, just one second here. We carried on with The Night Before from Help. And that was, I call that his soft rock and roll voice. I'm not sure what else to call it, but it has a kind of softness to it that's appealing. And then we finished up again with Here, There, and Everywhere from Revolver. And that one goes out to Jennifer Juniper. It's not her real last name, but her name is Jen. And she wanted to hear that, so we played it. And that also leads us to our trivia question for the week. And if you want to attempt to call in, you can write this number down, 908-852-4545. And here's the question. It has to do with Here, There, and Everywhere. When Paul recorded that, you know, he has a sort of a ballad voice, but a softer voice than I think any of his other recordings. He just wanted a certain effect on that. And to get that effect, he was trying to emulate a certain singer of the time. So the question is, who did he have in mind to emulate when he saying Here, There, and Everywhere? If you know the answer, the number again is 908-852-4545. And now we're going to carry on with another song that demonstrates Paul's gift for changing his voice according to the circumstance, Lady Madonna.
Soon. I've been out till 2:45. Would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Wearing a high heel shoe and a low neck sweater.
Back by the Beatles, of course, with Paul McCartney doing something entirely different with his voice, sort of closing the back of his throat a little bit and singing that for that rockin' stomper, Get Back. And we started that set off with Lady Madonna, another change of voice, and that's from the Past Masters Volume 2 album. And then we continued on with When I'm 64 from the Sgt. Pepper album. After the break, more Beatles.
Hi, I'm Amy, the Rock and Roll Doctor. Tune in Saturdays at 3 p.m. for your weekly dose of my musical elixir. Each week, I feature selections from emerging bands on the jam circuit, deep tracks from years past, the Vanessa Hatuna Spotlight, and more. That's the Weekend Jam with the Rock and Roll Doctor. Saturdays beginning at 3 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org, where great music lives.
WNTI is supported by our members and Branded Screen Printing of Chester, New Jersey. Branded Screen Printing is a full-service silk screener who can print your logo onto shirts, mugs, magnets, signs, and other promotional items. Their work is on display on WNTI t-shirts. More information on Branded Screen Printing products and capabilities is available by phone at 908-879-7411. That's 908-879-7411.
Did you know college isn't just for kids? Adults are going back to school for a variety of reasons. To enhance their professional skills, change jobs, gain job security, get promotions, and increase their salaries. Many are choosing to pursue associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees at Centenary College's adult and professional programs. With locations in Parsippany, Edison, and Hackettstown, getting your degree has never been more convenient. Classes are held one night a week in an accelerated format, or you can study online. You can even earn your MBA on Saturdays. Centenary's programs are flexible and affordable. See how easy it can be to earn your degree from Centenary College. For more information or to enroll now, go to centenarycollege.edu/WNTI. That's centenarycollege.edu/WNTI for undergraduate and graduate programs designed around your busy schedule. Centenary College, it's not just your kid's school. See how easy it can be to earn your degree from Centenary College. Go to centenarycollege.edu/WNTI.
Why don't we do it in the road? 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 No one will be watching us.
Your name, but it never really matters. song will fill the air. Sing it loud so I can hear you. Make it easy to be near you. For the things you do endear you to me. Thank you.
WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and now for two of the greatest rock and roll vocal performances on record.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Well, stop.
Scouter!
Man, I don't know how he did that. We started that set off with Why Don't We Do It in the Road from the White Album, and after that, I Will. Two contrasting vocal performances by Paul McCartney, and then we followed that up with That Would Be Something from his first solo album, and then we heard My Love from Red Rose Speedway, one of his more ballady kind of songs, and then after that short break, we listened to two great rock and roll performances, Helter Skelter from the White Album, and Oh Darling from Abbey Road. Just one more time, we're going to mention the trivia question because a bunch of people have called in, but nobody's got it right yet. The song Here, There, and Everywhere from Revolver, with Paul's very, very soft ballad kind of voice. He was thinking of a particular singer that he wanted to sort of emulate when he recorded that. What's the name of the singer he was thinking of? After the break, we're going to carry on with some more Wings.
Hello.
Hello there, dear listener.
Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Weekly Feed. Each week, we spotlight the songs that are making the most noise across music blogs and sit down with some of our favorite artists. Sonic Youth, The Hold Steady, Pearl Jam, REM, Theophilus London, Mumford & Sons, they're all part of the show. So check us out this week on the Weekly Feed.
Friday nights at midnight on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Support for WNTI is made possible by the historic Blairstown Theater. Located at 30 Main Street, the historic Blairstown Theater presents local, regional, and national performers, theater productions, and classic films. Appearing Saturday, April 7th at 8:30 p.m., the Philadelphia Funk Authority. More information at thehpt.com or 908-362-1399. That's 908-362-1399.
WNTI support comes from Satter's Restoration of Branchville, New Jersey. Satter's offers restorations of wooden canvas canoes by Old Town, Chestnut, EM, White, and others. Restorations including repairs and refinishing. Satter's also offers restoration of other wooden pieces, including furniture. Information available at sattersrestoration.com or by phone 973-948-5242.
91.9 WNTI, where great music lives.
Thank you.
Figure of Eight by Paul McCartney from Flowers in the Dirt. And before that, we heard 1985 from Band on the Run. And we have an answer to the trivia question. David from Bedminster called in with the correct answer. Paul McCartney was emulating Marianne Faithfull when he recorded Here, There, and Everywhere, when he did the vocal track for that. If you want to hear what Marianne Faithfull kind of sounded like at that time.
Hush now, little one, the day has lost its glow.
So that's roughly what typical Marianne Faithfull song at the time, and that was who Paul McCartney was trying to emulate. It's a bit of a trick question because you wouldn't think of a female singer. But now we're going to carry on with the track from Wings, which demonstrates yet another voice of Paul McCartney.
Thank you.
And that concludes another hour of The Cavern, Everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And what we heard during that set was we heard Paul McCartney singing You Gave Me the Answer from the Wings album Venus and Mars, sort of a 1920s, 1930s sound and inflection to his voice. And we carried on with To You from the Wings album Back to the Egg, the last album under the band name Wings. And an interesting use of his voice there, and the way he kind of married it with that very strange-sounding, almost out-of-tune-sounding guitar that gave that song great effect. And then, of course, we ended up with just the very brief The Lovely Linda from the first track on his first solo album, McCartney. Next week, we got about a minute and a half to talk, I guess. So I mentioned the trivia question, I think, that it was Marianne Faithfull was the singer that Paul McCartney had in mind when he recorded Here, There, and Everywhere. And that song had gone out to Jennifer Juniper, otherwise known as Jen, and David from Bedminster was the caller that called in with the correct answer to the trivia question. So that was what we called it, Vox Pauli, because it was the voice of Paul McCartney, the different way he uses his voice. In coming weeks, we'll also do sort of an analysis of John Lennon, how he used his voice in different ways as well. Probably what we're going to do next week, though, if all things go according to plan, is the Beatles Experience. It's going to be sort of like we're listening to the radio in the years 1964 through 1969 with what was typically on the radio at that time and the Beatles hits that were on as well. So next up is E-Town.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.